Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out, Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is May 19, Sunday, 2019, day 139. Today's topic, Jesus' sheep can be able to listen to his voice. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace and feel his presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and his people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word, time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 71, verses 1 to 8, 1 Samuel chapter 24, verses 1 to 20, verses 1 to chapter 25, verse 44, John chapter 10, verses 22 to 42, Proverbs 15, verses 20 to 21. Today's main passages, the first one, John chapter 10, verses 25 to 30. Jesus answered, I did tell you, but you do not believe. The works I do in my Father's name testify about me, but you do not believe because you are not my sheep. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and the Father are one. The second passage, First Samuel, chapter 24, verses 16 to 22. When David finished saying this, Saul asked, "Is that your voice, David, my son?" And he wept aloud. "You are more righteous than I," he said. "You have treated me well, but I have treated you badly. You have just now told me about the good you did to me. The Lord delivered me into your hands, but you did not kill me. When a man finds his enemy, does he let him get away unharmed? May the Lord reward you well for the way you treated me today. I know that you will surely be king and that the kingdom of Israel will be established in your hands. Now swear to me by the Lord that you will not kill off my descendants or wipe out my name from my father's family." So David gave his oath to Saul, and Saul returned home, but David and his men went up to the stronghold. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to him. My listening. Yesterday we read 1 Samuel chapter 23 verses 2 to 13 and knew that in just 12 verses David asked God four times and God answered him right away four times. Many people think that this kind of being able to talk to God, to God's lifestyle, happened only to those very important servants of God and not to ordinary Christians. Wrong. This wrong mentality makes quite a number of Christians lose the opportunity to build up an intimate relationship with God. If you can be able to listen to God's voice, then you can act just like David, to treat well to those who want to harm you. Jesus says in John chapter 10, verses 26 to 27, "But you do not believe because you are not my sheep. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me." Are you able to listen to Jesus' voice every day? If you can, then you are Jesus' sheep. If you are not able to listen to Jesus' voice every day, then where are you? Because a sheep cannot be without a shepherd, even one day. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to be able to listen to you each day so that we can be sure that we are your sheep. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, any inspiration from today's message? Number two, what is your next step to be able to listen to Jesus' voice every day? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family about today's message. May the Lord bless you.